We learn Masechet Bava Kama, Daf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph, and we're starting four lines from the top of Daf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph. Gufa. Umal Amal Ba'Hashem. It says in the Pasuk regarding Oshem Gezelois, it says in the Pasuk V'Nefesh, Nefesh Kisechata Umal Amal Ba'Hashem, V'Kichesh Ba'Misa V'Kodoin. It says Oshem Umal Amal Ba'Hashem, even though it's you and your friend who are fighting over V'Kodoin. And we see from this word, Ba'Hashem, L'Rabbis Kachem Kalam Shehem Imoinoi. Div Rabbi Yisig Liv. The reason right from here, that kachem kalam considered mamoin, and if you deny that your friend ever gave you this shlomim for safekeeping, the halacha is that you're still chayiv a osham, still chayiv a carbon, because it's called the kichesh ba'amisai, because kachem kalam considered your mamoin. Very basically. Now the tanaim come and they explain what's basically talking about. Which kachem kalam? V'nazir emel rabbis shlomim, that Rabbi basically is talking about a shlomim. He's talking about a bechor. We know there's different type of kachem kalam. There's a case of a bechor, meiser, shlomim. Those are all kachem kalam. So here, the toida is also an example. It's a type of shlomim. What's the kachem kalam? So which kachem kalam was basically talking about? So Benazi says we're talking about the shlomim, and Abayosi ben Estoy says no. Benazi only said it by bechor. Omar, we'll see. We'll come into Afuka. It's more than a discussion of the Gemara. Omar, Benazir Emel Rabbi says Hashlom. Then Omar be Shlom. Lamutimai, what are you saying and what not? We're saying Shlomim is considered Mamon Bailim. And what's not Mamon Bailim? Which Kachem Kalam is not Mamon Bailim? Ilayim Lamutim Bechar. If you say, he's saying Dafka Shlomim, not Bechar. Hashta, Omar Shlomim, Shetuunim Simicha. V'nesachim utruvat chaz v'shoik. Madach shlomim, which needs smicha, and needs a sachim, and needs chaz v'shoik. Masha'in kein, Bechar does not have these three things. Bechar does not have chaz v'shoik, and Bechar also does not have smicha, and does not have nesachim. So you see, shlomim is more chamer, is more kaddish. It has these three dinim. And still, amrit mamon b'aylam, who Bechar m'bayi, you have to tell me that a Bechar is mamon b'aylam. It's possible Bechar is Mamon Bailam. If Shlomo is Mamon Bailam, sure, Bechar is Mamon Bailam. Now, Rashi, for some reason, says over here that Tumah Bechar Bechutz La'aretz, that since it's not La Krava, so therefore, it's not Mashalom Gavaya Kazachu. Why is Rashi saying this? Because before the Gemara said that Rabbi Yisrael is Maida by Bechar in Eretz Yisrael, Bizmana Mikdash, there, since it's Matnas Kahuna, so it's not considered Mamon Bailam. Therefore, Rashi wants to learn that this man is going like that also. And he says, talking about Bechar Bechutz La'aretz. But the Tosfos HaRosh asks on that, and in Cain, you have a much better pircha. You could just taina that shlomim is roi la'krava, mashenkin bechor v'chus la'aretz, it's not roi la'krava. You could have taina that's one of the chumras, if that was the case. That's the, that and more, Tosfos HaRosh asks, that l'maisa, maybe it's coming l'mute bechor v'eretz Yisrael then. That's what then, that's the pshat, if you're Rashi, so I have a pshat now. Shlomim and not bechor v'eretz Yisrael. So therefore the Tais Rosh argues and holds Bechar, even Eretz Yisrael, also is the Kav HaChayim of Shlomim. Ma Shlomim has these three things. And so it's called Mamon Bailim. Bechar in Eretz Yisrael that you could bring for Akrava for sure is more Kuladik and is Mamon Bailim. But Akbar, the first question is that what are we coming to exclude? Elam Rav Yechana, Lamutin Maiser. Coming to exclude Maiser. Ketayim Lutin Abraiser. But Bechor Nemar Loi Sifta. By Bechor Zalacha, you can't be paid a Bechor. We had a mum. But it could be sold. V'nimker tam chai, uba mum chai, v'shochot. And Baba Maisa Nemar Loi Yigoel. It says Loi Yigoel. And we darshan from the word Loi Yigoel that it's also a din Loi Yimacher. Because we learn out from a case by Charamim, it says Loi Yimacher Loi Yigoel. And just like that Loi Yigoel has Loi Yimacher with it, this Loi Yigoel has Loi Yimacher with it. And that teaches us that you can't sell ma'isa. What's ma'isa? Ma'isa is the tenth, when you're taking ma'isa behemoth, it's the tenth animal, you bring it for a carbon. It doesn't have to go to a kohen, it goes to Israel also, but the luck is you can't sell that, you have to bring it up as a carbon. So a kamal afuke ma'isa is not considered mamoin bailim. Why not? Because you can't sell it. It's not Mishulchan Gavoya. Mishulchan Gavoya is only one, if it's a Matnas Kahuna. We're saying here, a Meiser Behema is Royal La'akrava, and it's not Mamon Bailim. And the Chumra is, over Bechor is, you can't sell it. You can't sell Meiser. You can eat it after you shecht it. After you shecht it, the carbon. Only for carbon. You can't eat it by itself. Only the shechta of a carbon could you eat it. And so therefore, that's excluding that, that is considered not mamon bailam. So it comes out like this. If you have this pshat, how do you learn the brisa? So you learn the brisa like this. The first one, the yama, says, he holds that shlomim and bechar is considered mamon bailam. It's coming to exclude maisa. Then Abba Destoy says, about the Yosef and the Stoya, Imer Loyam Beraz and Bechor Bavad, only Bechor is Mamon Bailam. That's the most cool thing. Only that's Mamon Bailam, but not Shlomim and not Maiser. So that's the two Mandi Omrim, according to the first Lashon, the first Mandi Omrim in this Gemara. Ravina Mas La Seifa. Ravina says, Shtikal Taira on the Seifa. Abba Yosef and the Stoya, Imer, Loy Omar Ben Azai El Bechor Bavad. It's going on the second Mandi Omrim, who says that Ben Azai said that Rav Yisrael is only talking about Bechor, Bavad, Lamutimah, what come to exclude? So here more goes as far as like Eric. Ilim Lamut Shlomim, if you come and say Shlomim is not Kazim Mam Bailim, Hashto, Uma Bechor, Shakadish Merechem, Mamoinehu, Madach Bechor, which is Kadish Merechem, Stokes in Mamoin, Shlomim, Mabai. So of course, Shlomim, and here that the Rebbein Parrot speaks that Klar, they're talking about Bechor and Eretz Yisrael, because if not, you would have said Shlomim is better, because Shlomim is Royal Akrava. But we're saying Mabchor, that's Royal Akrava, and it's Kodesh Merechem. It's considered Yamamoin Shlomim Abai, because here the Tanakhama is the one who holds Dafka Shlomim, not Bechor, because Bechor is more Kodesh. The first Ben Aziyat says, the Rabbi says Shlomim, saying only Shlomim, not Bechor. Bechor is Taka Mamon Hektish. Abba Yossi says, no, even Bechor and Kavachayim are Shlomim. Mad Bechor was Kodesh Merechem, is considered your Mamoin for sure of the Shlomim. So what are we coming to exclude? What is the second man, the Omar, who says, Lo Yomar al-Bechor b'vad, what are we coming to exclude? We cannot exclude Shlomim, because Shlomim is worse than Bechor. Amar Rabbi Yechanan, Lamute Maiser, Ketanya, Willint Rebreiser, Bechor Nehmer, Lo Sifte, V'nimkar, Tam Chai, Ba'amum Chai, V'shochot. By Bechor, the only thing is it can be paid, but you could sell it. But Maiser Nehmer, Lo Yigal, V'ein Nimka, it's not sold, because there's a Gzeri Shava, Lo Yigal, to Haramim, or Gila Milsa, that you see, that's Lo Yimacher as well. So there's then, you can't sell it. You can't sell Maiser. So Lo Yigal, V'ein Nimka, Lo Chai, V'ein Shoichib, Lo Yitam, Lo Yibamum. So therefore, we're coming to exclude Maiser, which the Gemara is saying, it's the second man, the Yama, it says Bechor Bavad, it means Bechor and Shlomim. But the Gemara Blayb Sher, with this, Gemara Zakasha, Ho Bechor Bavad Kama, it says Mashma only Bechor, Kasha. So just to recap, we had Rabbi Yosef Lili says, Kosm Kalam is Mamon Bailam. What is Mamon Bailam? Which one? So we had Ben Azai said, Rabbi Sashlomim, Abba Yosef said, Bechor. Now if you the first Girs in the Gemara, the Rabbi Sashlomim meant both Shlomim and Bechor, just excluding Maiser Behema. Abba Yosef in the story says that only Bechor Bavad, it's the only thing that's Mamon Bailam, is only Bechor. Not Shlom, because Shlom is more chama, smicha and zachem and trufas chavashay. That's the first loss in the Gemara. Ravina holds that the first man the Yomah says Rabbi says Shlomim is dafka Shlomim is mamon bailim, but Bechor is not. Why? Because Bechor is kosh merechem. And but the second Abba Yosef in the story says no. Ben Azi says by Bechor and Shlomim are both mamon bailim, and it just comes to exclude ma'aser behem. Adkan the sugya of Rabbi explaining Rabbi Yosef Glili. Now just going back to the Mishnah. The Mishnah said, "Nechosim she'ein behem ilah." That's what started off on this whole sugya. It said in the Mishnah that the only time yechayif and azikin is on nechosim she'ein behem ilah. It's much like this: that don't have me'ilah, but they are hektish, and they are hektish, which is no me'ilah on that. And the Mishnah said, "What are we talking about? What was going on? Basically, Rava is the mishat. Rava amar, my nechosim she'ein behem ilah, Nechosim shem and din me'ilah. Not nechosim that doesn't have me'ilah. Nechosim don't have a din me'ilah. My new the hedyit. Basically, we're saying, according to Rava, that it has to be the hedyit, not hektish at all. And you don't have to zet sign the Mishnah like a very seglili. Break the Gemara, listen to the hedyit. Why are you saying a furish? Nechosim shall hedyit. Why are you saying nechosim shem and me'ilah? Which sounds more like the other diak, kasha. Whereas it says good kasha, but that's what Rava holds. That nechosim shem and me'ilah means nechosim of a hedyit. Look to Gemara Vayit. I'm Rabbi Abba. Shlomim sheziku. So here we're talking about a shlomim that was mazik. Obviously, we're going to Rabbi Yosef Haglili holds that shlomim that was mazik is chayiv. It's called your mom because a oiler that's mazik is not chayiv because the oiler is hektish. But we're going to Rabbi Yosef Haglili's shita. So what's the halacha? A shlomen sheziku, a shlomen that was mazik. The halacha is that a keren that was mazik, a behemoth was mazik with the mazik of keren, you pay chatzin nezek megufoy. You pay from the animal itself. So shlomen sheziku, goiva mebesaron ve'ina goiva me'oreim. This shlomen that was mazik. Now a behemoth is made of two parts. There's the meat and there's the emurim. Now the emurim are emurim are definitely not mamon and bialim. So here the question is, when you collect megufoy, do you collect from the emurim as well? So the Gemara says, no, you don't collect from the emurim. The Gemara pshita emurim legavaya zalki. It's pasha. The emurim go legavaya. It's not mamon and bialim. So avadi only collect from the basa. So Gemara letzricha ligvoy is b'msara and connecting emurim. What I mean to say is, the chiddush is that you don't take from the basa connecting emurim. For example, let's say this shar is worth 200, and it was a mazik of shar that was worth 200. So now it owes $200. If you owe $200, you only pay 100. You only pay 100 because chatzin nezek. Now this shar is 75% basar and 25% emurim. So if you say l'chayra, if you look at the hazekim, $75 have to come from the basar and $25 from the emurim, because you look at a behemah that the whole behemah attacked that behemah. So which part of the behemah attacked that behemah? The basar and the emurim. The basar is 75% of the behemah. So the chayrish, do you pay $75 or $100? Because if you look at the basar, the basar's damage was $150. So you cut it in half, it's $75. The emurim was mazik, but it's hektish. You can't collect from that. So you can't collect the 25 from the emurim. So do you now compensate for that and collect the another 25 from the basar or not? That's the question. So Gemara says that's the chiddush. The chiddush of Rava is that you don't collect mebesaron keneged emurim. That you don't do. And therefore, the guy, the nizik, only lands up with 75. That's the chiddush of Rava. So Freyti Gemara, is this not a chiddush according to one man yamar? According to other man yamar, it's not true. That's Rava's kasha. A libra de man. Who are going according to? Yeah, libra de rabbanon pshita. Ha amrika lekel shtum mehai lestam mehai. What's Rabbanon, what's Rabbanasin? There's a Gemara later on that says that a shar that pushed another shar into a bar. So really, just by pushing that shar, you're already chayiv for that shar, because that's mazik, it's mazik of Karen. But it landed up in someone's bar. So what's the halacha? So Rabbanon say that the bar does not have to pay. Even though the bar, there was a mazik in the bar also, because it hurt itself in the bar. Since the shar is the one that pushed the shar, so the bar, the balabar is not chayiv. So here, what's the halacha? The shar pays chatzin ezek. So if the behemoth was worth $200, the mazik pays $100 as chatzin ezek. And you don't say, lemaisa, the guy who lost the shar, could go to the balabar and say, look at this. The bala shar is not paying the whole money, only paying $100. You pay the rest. So Rabbanan say, no, they don't have to pay the rest. Because So, but Rav Nosson holds, no, Rav Nosson holds, they both pay. Rav Nosson holds that the Bala Shar pays the Rav Nosson, first of all, holds the Shutvis. The both Chai have to pay. The Bala Shar, the Bala Bar, so it's a Shutvis. And since the Bala Shar is only paying Chatzin Nezek, so he only has to pay one quarter. So the Baal Bar takes 75% of the responsibility. Which means, if the shar was a mu'id, so each one will pay half the nezek. Let's say it's $200 damage, each one will pay $100. But if it's a keren, so each one's damage is $100, the keren only pays chas nezek was $50, so the bar should say, I only pay $100. No, Rav Nosson says, since the Baal Shar is not taking full responsibility for his half, the Baal Bar pays another 50, which is 150. That's the machlekes from Nosson and Rabbanon. So Gemara goes like this. Over here we're saying you don't collect mebesara and keneged emurim. Aliber de man. I aliber de Rabbanon. Pshita. If we're going to Rabbanon, it's pasha. Tamina kileka l'shlume mehai, loy mishtalma mehai. If you can't pay from this guy, you don't go to the other guy. You can't pay from the shar, you don't go to the balabar. So that's pasha. You don't go to the emurim. You don't go to the basa to collect. You can't collect from the emurim. If you aliber de Rabbanon, you should take a collect from the basa. Omar ki lekel shtum mahai, mishtal mahai. That if you can't collect from the In that case, Baal Ashar, you go to Baal Bar. Here, if you can't collect from the Emurim, you should go to the Basar. So Gemara's cash is Marashach. Is this Pashat or is that true? So Gemara says, I'll answer for each one of the Yomar. Ibayisim Rabbanon. I ask me, is Pashat? Han Mili betray Goofy. That is by two Goofy. The I can hear Rabbanon Shita is that the Baal Bar says, I'm not responsible for what you're missing. That's not my problem. Avachad Gufa. But maybe in one goof, I want to pay. I want to collect from everywhere I want, even from the bus, not from the murim. And the boy say, "Rav Nosson." So that's what I'm saying. If your abundance is not so pashut, you would say that I could collect from the bus of connecting the murim. Kamash one, Rav Abba, no. Rav Abba says he can't do that. The boy say, "Rav Nosson." We ask Rav Nosson, the halach is not true. So he says, "I'll tell you that this is different than that case." The guy who got the damages, the Nizik, goes to the Baal Bar and says, look, my shor was found in your bar dead. So you are really responsible. You tell me a shor kicked, pushed it in. Good, I'm collecting from the shor. But whatever I can't get from the shor, I'm going to you. My the Leslie Lashlumi Mahech, Mishtam Menach. I'm collecting from you. Ava Babara Murim, Tapa Mbei, Zavahacha, Mi Matza Omar, Basa Azik, Mumle Azik. Here, you can't say, there's no taina on the basa more than the murim. They both are mazik equally. So if you can't collect from the murim, it's tough luck. You can't go to the basa and say, oh, you're more responsible. Bishlam at a bar, you can hear, it's found in the bar. So the Baal Bar is the one who's chayiv because it's found there. So you're right, the shutvis, but if I can't collect from him, you're responsible. But by a basa and a murim, they're both damaged equally. And if I can't collect from the murim, there's no right to go to the basa because the basa is not more mazik than the murim. And therefore, there's no way you could taina that I take more, and therefore you lose the shear of the Emurim, the side of the Emurim, you're going to lose that. And that's the Chiddush Rav Abba, and it stems even according to Rabbi Nosson. So the Gemara says further. It's a Shvara Gemara, but that's how we learned the Gemara, like Rashi, Fidim Aram. That's how we learned the Gemara. Tosfos argues, there's no Lashon Rashi, but it's keeping it simple, learning like that Pshat. One more Gemara, because it talks about the same type of idea, so see one more Gemara. Amar Rava, Toida Shehezika. A Toida, which is like a Shlomim, that was Mazik. Goiva Mebesara, you collect from the Basar, but in a Goiva Melachma, you don't collect from the bread. We know Toida comes with 40 Chalas, you don't collect from the Chalas. Now, you know, if you remember Rava, not long ago, a few minutes ago, Rava said that Mishnah, Nechasim She'en Ben Me'ila, were not Zetzing Agriya Tzeglili. Nechasim She'en Ben Me'ila means like a Hedya. So it sounds like anyone who has Zetzin Agriya doesn't hold a Gavriya Tzeglili. He doesn't hold a Gavriya Tzeglili, has a taina that a Toida was Mazik is Chayiv. Lachar, he doesn't hold a Gavriya Tzeglili. So Tap Toysis, the three Tap Toysis inside. Tap Toysis, Avagav the Rava Mepharash Mesisim Dim Me'ila, Loi Uka Mesisim Karabiya Tzeglili. Zak Toysis, Akarcha Hacha Ayr Hilar Tzeglili. Here, you must go into Gavriya Tzeglili. Okay. So Mor says, Lechem Pshita. Mor says, it's Pasha Lechem, you don't pay from the Lechem. The lechem didn't damage. What's the chiddush? You don't collect from the lechem. Obviously, the lechem didn't damage. It's not called megufay. So the Gemara seifa tzrichlei nizik oichel basar mischapa maybe lechem. The seifa of Rava is the chiddush. Rava says like this: the nizik eats the basar, and still the mischaper brings the lechem. Hanami pshita. That's also pashut. Like what's happens should the nizik bring the lechem? So the Gemara will explain to you why. Now teima given the lechem mechsher the zevach, you can't eat the zevach until you bring the 40 chalas. So you would think that since the Nizik is the one who's eating now the basar, lemele at achal the basar, and I say lechem, you're eating the basar, I'm bringing the lechem. You want to eat the basar, bring the lechem. Kamashlo, no, the lechem chayuv of the balamu. Kamashlo, no, Rava is that the lechem is a chiyuv of the balam. Why? Because he's the one getting the kapara, and the lechem is the kapara. Like the Rebbe Chanan speaks out, read it through inside. Kamashlo, no, domle and Nizik lechem lemay osi le the kapara. Ani miyis the kapara v'gava. I'm not getting kapara, it's your carbon. It's your carbon, therefore you bring the lechem. It's mashma from the sugya that whoever was makdish the carbon, he's called the bala carbon. And the kapara is for him, even though the nizik is eating the bus and the nizik got it through his damages, still it belongs to the mazik. And therefore he has to bring the lechem because he needs the kapara. And therefore, even though the nizik is eating the basar, the meschaper, which is the bailim, brings the lechem.